Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the best American holiday of them all, Thanksgiving. And it couldn't come at a better time. Right now, a four-day weekend devoted to family, friends, food, fun, football, and 40-foot tethered parade balloons sounds like the perfect remedy to our overwhelming political divisions. Because on the fourth Thursday in November, the spirit of thankfulness spreads over our land like a stick of room-temperature butter on a pile of steaming mashed potatoes bigger than your head. To not give thanks is downright un-American, and probably outlawed by the latest House tax reform bill, if anybody bothered to read the whole damn thing. And so let us take this time to list a few of the many details that make life worth living to this old round-headed political comic. We here at Durst Co. are thankful for Donald Trump, because he truly is the gift that keeps on giving. For Donald Trump, for putting America back to work, one attorney at a time. For Donald Trump's Twitter fingers, which have a mind of their own. A 12-year-old spoiled rich kid's mind. For Donald Trump's hair, a marvel of follicle engineering and undoubtedly inspirational to architectural students all over the world. For Donald Trump's ability to unite foreign countries, against us, but allied nonetheless. For Donald Trump's inability to apologize about anything, ever, because once he got started, he wouldn't be able to get anything else done. And finally, I'm thankful that our ancestors back in 1621, when they started this tradition, feasted on turkey and not squirrel, weasel, possum, or raccoon. A fact for which you can rest assured Donald Trump will take credit sooner or later. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Watch out for that tryptophan poisoning. And remember, the perfect antidote is more pie. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.